Aunt Susanna's approval. It was not enough that Aunt Susanna should approve of Margaret. She must approve of the whole four of us, or she would not help Margaret. That is Aunt Susanna's way. Of late, we had been growing a little discouraged. Aunt Susanna had recently read a magazine article which stated that the higher education of women was ruining our country, and that a woman who was a B.A. couldn't, in the very nature of things, ever be a housewifely, cookly creature. Consequently, Margaret's chances looked a little foggy, but we hadn't quite given up hope. A very little thing might sway Aunt Susanna one way or the other, so that we walked very softly and tried to mingle serpent's wisdom and dove's harmlessness in practical portions. When Aunt Susanna came in, Laura was crocheting, Kate was sewing, and I was poring over a recipe book. That was not deception at all, since we did all these things frequently, much more frequently, in fact, than we painted, or fiddled, or wrote. But Aunt Susanna would never believe it, nor did she believe it now. She threw back her lovely new sealskin cape, looked around.